What makes you divinely human? Your ability to connect, to empathize, to feel emotions, and to love? All of this and so much more. Today's episode delves into the brilliance that is uniquely you and why it's important to carry this with you each and every day as we face an outward draw to increasingly rely on technology and find the answers outside of ourselves. You will be invited to ponder what you know for sure, what it means to you to be human, and what your role is at this point in history. I look forward to sharing my thoughts in this solo episode, so let's get to it. Are you obsessed with the mystic? Are you looking for sisterhood? Are you ready to explore your inner magic? You've arrived, sister. Welcome home. I'm Maureen Spielman, and I started this show to highlight the intuitives, healers, and other courageous women I have met along my journey. Through amazing interviews, we go deep into the mystics and uncover the ways in which you can apply the knowledge and wisdom in your own life. We are all in this together. Sharing healing and joy in community is both my passion and my purpose. Here's today's conversation. Welcome back to Mystical Sisterhood. This is your host, Maureen Spielman, and I'm joining you, I think, on episode 149. I've been busy in interviewing a lot of guests recently because I had joined a pod match service. It's called Pod Match, and that's where wonderful people like Cynthia Rivard and Kristen Swan have come from. And so I hope that you've been able to take advantage of recent episodes. And each and every guest brings their brilliance to the show and to your lives if you're a regular listener. And so I believe that for me, sitting in this seat, they are a reminder of a lot of our innate abilities and what makes us human. And when those innate abilities are tapped into, our brilliance can shine. And that there are many, many, many modalities coming forward now for a reason. I think it is paving the way for the deep, deep needs of our society. And today's episode is really a reminder of everything you hold inside of this human form you're in. And we have heard it said that you have all the wisdom inside you. There is nothing to fix. The answers lie within when you peel back the layers. And I believe that to be very true. And we are in need and I think thirsty for or hungry for, whatever you want to say, of new ways of looking at old issues. And it's a time of utter amazingness, even with the backdrop of utter chaos and destruction. And so when I was thinking about where I wanted to start it today, I remembered how Oprah Winfrey used to have a column called What I Know for Sure. So I started to think of some of the things that I know for sure. And for those of you in midlife, you will remember that column. And she is so iconic in, you know, we can hear her voice, her delivery, all the things. But what I know for sure, I want to know what you know for sure. And I think I might put that in my email newsletter next week. If you're not on my email, I invite you to go to my website under freebies. It's maureenspielman.com under freebies and sign up for either freebie I have. I love the Mystical Sisterhood Resource Guide, and then you'll be on the list. But I want to say that's where, you know, we go a little bit deeper. I can share resources and let you know what's going on. But for you, at some point, maybe with inspiration from this episode, I ask you to take out a piece of paper and you're going to laugh. I said, well, or they can do a notes app maybe. But then I feel like we're in a time where we're kind of going old school. Like there's so much new school that it's like, let's go old school, but let's understand old school more than we ever have. So take out a sheet of paper or whatever you want and let's go. So what do you know for sure? I wrote down some of mine, and for full transparency, I think these grow and change every day. And I don't know if you're a writer or you like to write things down. I've gone through phases. Last year, I did The Artist's Way for the first time in September. And I really love that. I think that's Julia Cameron, if I'm correct. And when I did it starting in September, it was like, right. And as you, I think you do 3 pages interrupted every day. Super fun. It's a big commitment if you bite it off how it's supposed to be, you know, how it's supposed to be used. But I have to tell you, since the time of completing, I think it's 12 weeks of The Artist's Way, I buy the Artist's Way workbooks from the bookseller, and they're kind of like my journals, and I love them because they've got these big pages. They're like 8.5 by 11. But anyway, some of the things that I know for sure that I've realized that have come to me through the years of doing the podcast and just soul searching. I know you're a soul searcher too. I know as a person sitting here writing a script for this podcast that I have so many superpowers and abilities. Did not realize that younger in my life. I know that I have a creative capacity that is beyond anything I could have ever imagined. Did not know this. I know as a woman of 56 years of age that I hold much wisdom and therefore influence that's coming to me. And I'll talk about why that's important. I know that love lives in my heart, body, and soul. And that is the main driver in my life. And that is because I'm choosing it. I know that I was not meant to live in a place of fear, overwhelm, and disconnection. And I also know that it's a practice to not live in those places. And it's also a practice of learning what's going to help you not live in those places. I know that I have emotions that guide me throughout my days, and I can be with them, and they can help me respond to life. I know that I'm more than a physical body and carry with me my soul here to guide me. And last but not least, and perhaps most important, is I know that each one of us holds brilliance. I could go on and on, as could you. So I'd love to hear your list. So why am I asking to think about what you know for sure? Because it helps us see that our knowings and all this beauty is what makes us human. And being human is a beautiful thing. It's a messy thing. It's hard at times. And I think all of us have been through really hard times in our lives, and that's truth. But our ability to be here, to walk the path of being a spiritual being in a human body on earth, it's unmatched. And we have a lot of inner intelligences and wisdom and inner technologies that are really coming to light that we're beginning to see and understand more than we ever have. And I had forgotten this for many, many years. And I say forgotten because there's a call right now for us to remember who we came to be. And we have forgotten who we came to be through our conditioning and sort of societal sort of paradigms and what the outer world told us we needed to be or we thought we needed to be. So there's a consciousness rising around, why am I here? What gifts do I have to give? What do I need to work on? What is life showing me? But all these are the beauty of being human. So I think it's really important to talk about it so we can really hold ourselves in reverence for these abilities. And I think the topic is pertinent now, and I'm going to share with you some reading I've been doing, but we are in the forefront of change. And so in our lives, in our individual lives, we have more information than we ever did that helps us respond more than react to our lives, to look at our triggers and learn from them, to hold everyone around us as the teachers of our lives. And so there's a much bigger awareness than there's ever been. And so I think what makes us human is also our ability to see all of it and hold all of what life offers while realizing that we have our own choice. Our humanity is our brilliance, and you carry this inside of you. Like some sort of vessel that you have all the tools inside that you never knew about to the degree that you do now. And they're here to guide your days. I think I've had an obsession about, wow, the creativity we hold inside, or like that I had a knowing for a long, long time in my life that intelligence looks a lot of different ways. And so it's these different kind of elements of my own obsession that led me to pick up Greg Braden's book, Pure Human. And so I would describe Greg Braden, if you don't know him, as a researcher, a mystic for sure, a historian. He is known to marry science and spirituality, and he has a great voice. So if you want to check out his works, he doesn't have his own podcast, but he's written many, many books and many videos on YouTube. So he wrote a book called Pure Human, and his argument is that we're on the threshold or precipice of possibly being the last pure, true, pure humans, that advanced technologies, artificial intelligence, and he talks about DNA restructuring too, is creating what is called the transhuman, and that there is an initiative to create the transhuman. So I hadn't even heard of that term, transhuman, when I picked up the book, I think. Maybe I heard him on YouTube. And it's interesting because the like nothing in our life being by accident. Then I turned on Apple TV and they have a movie called Mountainhead. And so I wanted to share what that was about. It's four sort of billionaire tech friends who meet for a retreat amidst a growing global upheaval caused by AI-generated disinformation produced and disseminated via a fictional social media platform called Tram. And in the show, new AI tools are being unleashed by this social media giant. So the question of ethics comes into play, as well as personal responsibility. And lo and behold, towards the end of the show, the idea of transhumanism comes up. So there it is again. And so as it goes in pop culture, we hear something and then we hear it again. And, you know, when that happens, we get a choice of how much we ponder it. So in the introduction to the book, Pure Human, Greg Braden shares that, and this is quoted in the introduction, if we continue on the current technological path guided by the current trends in thinking, by the year 2030, we will have made the ultimate choice. We'll be well on our way to two kinds of societies. We will either be locked into the futuristic society of human-machine hybrids, where we've traded our cherished qualities of empathy, intuition, and creativity, and the soul-stirring bonds of love, intimacy, and sexual conception for the convenience of AI that creates our music, poetry, art, and virtual realities that replace genuine relationships and human contact. Or, and here's the crossroads, I love it, we will awaken to the deep truth of our extraordinary yet largely untapped natural human potentials, and for the first time as a species, discover what it means to be fully human. And so this is all happening. And he's saying by 2030, holy smokes, everything's moving really, really fast. So today I just wanted to offer the perspective as it's time for us to remember who we are and what makes us brilliant. And we've got so many great examples of, you know, I'm on episode 149 today, and I've probably interviewed 100 plus people so far. And that's pretty cool. Like all of these innovative shining lights that are here to share what they've got going on. And this is just like a small pocket of the world. And what makes us brilliant is not based on any metric outside of ourselves determined by another. You know, it always drove me crazy how much we test young children. Test, 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 test. You get an A, a B, a C, a D, or an F. And, you know, all the SAT scores and the ACT scores. And, you know, perhaps because I wasn't a model student, that's why it's become a beacon in my life to care about that. You know, if something's not a hardship in your life, you just like pass it by, right? It doesn't become important enough for you to talk about or bring into conversations. But that's really important because maybe the hardships in your life are here to bring out the gifts you're here to share. That's really cool too. So we bring our power and knowing back to ourselves and make our decisions from there. And I've said this, but we're also here as reminders to each other to commit to ourselves, to not give up on ourselves, to not abandon ourselves and do the deep inner work. We're here in order to shed the layers of what's not ours. And then when we shed the layers, and we all know when we do the work, it's like layer, 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 and you've been doing it for a long time. But that's okay. We're doing that together, right? And so we know that our fellow sister or brother traveler who's invested in discovering who they are and bringing that to the world, that they're doing that work too. There's not one of us that is not, unless we are seriously not well. And it's sort of a matter of, is life happening to me or do I have any control here? Is this tidal wave coming to me and I'm just going to be washed away? Or can I stand tall and make my own decisions? And so these are the questions that are really important. And I want to say something in a bit about how we're guides. I wrote that in the What I Know For Sure. But the people at midlife are really important in society, humanity right now. Because we came up in a time where we didn't have the outside technology really part of each and every waking day. It wasn't part of our life at all. So I think in ways like we were able to cultivate things that are not here to be washed away, but they're here to be elevated so we can guide those who are being brought up in a different time, which may be looked at more advanced in ways, but that's sort of a dupe because the advancement lives within us. So, you know, I was thinking about it. I could cut and paste. I could do this. I could cut and paste this entire episode into ChatGPT because I typically make a script and I could put it in there and I could say, make this more professional, make this more grounded, make this more witty, whatever I wanted it to create for me. Oh, you know, it could do that in less than like 2 seconds. But I know that I don't need that. And you don't need that either. And I'm not saying that we can't use tools in our life, but it's the remembering that we can do it, that we want to make sure we're not giving away. And, you know, it's funny because this episode isn't meant to be all about AI per se, but more of a reminder of your brilliance. And the invitation to be really aware of this and really aware that you and only you have something to bring to this world in only the way you can do it. And let's keep that in your control and not relinquish any of these things to something outside of you. So I think that's not only important as we get to know ourselves more, but for the guides and models and the teaching. You know, they say with the times, bring the question of what is most needed. And I remember so long ago hearing in the year, let's say it was 2015 at the time, they said by the time 2030, there will be jobs that we never even thought, we had never even heard of. And I think that that's true because the deep needs of society dictate what is brought. And that's why, you know, I hold space every week for women in the Mystical Sisterhood Rising group, because, you know, I was thinking about it this week. It's for women with soul-led businesses who are bringing their creations to life. And I was thinking it's almost like this really safe place we have to share the goings on of what it means to be a human doing this work, right? With a soul-led business. Never before, you know, you were always in the margin if you had a soul or spiritual aligned business, but it's really neat to be in that space. So I'm inviting you to really consider and take stock of you are your brilliance, being a brilliant being of light here to shine, your intelligence, and that looks different on all of us for a reason. The fact that AI can never replace our humanness, and to hold tight to these, God, they're like inborn human rights that we have, birthrights. I had talked about birthrights a while back. And it's not the right or wrong or what I think about is going on. It's just remembering the superpowers you hold and that nothing can compare to it. And I wanted to talk about, you know, I've referred to a couple times this unique inborn technology we have. So you can know, because, you know, we think like, oh, technologies are the computers and our phones and the microchip and all the things. But you have so much intelligence inside of you. You have these inner technologies. And so think about your emotions and how they're an inner technology, how they alert you moment by moment to what you need, what your unmet needs are. They flow through us. They show us where they're stuck. They show us when they want to move. They have a wide variety. They can span anything from grief and sadness and shame all the way to curiosity to joy and compassion and love. The range is really wide on emotions. That is an inner technology. I believe your walking body is your technology. Obviously, the emotions flow through it, but it's always signaling to us too. I'm on, of all things, a mold detox right now. If you know anything about mold detoxes, email me because I'm in the thick of it. And I've been taking herbal remedies, and it is the smallest thing. But last night I felt a twitching in my leg, and I could see it. You know, when you have, I think it's your lymphatic fluid moving, but I looked at my leg, it was on my upper leg, and it was pulsating. And I'm like, oh, that is genius. Like, it's signaling to me that things are moving. Or last week I used my voice to say, hey, that's not right. And I noticed right after I said what I needed to say, that right in my throat, I felt just a little bit of movement or just a sensation, and something was being freed there. So paying attention to this body that's sending us these physical sensations, feelings, that is an inner technology. Our mind is an inner technology of the greatest degree. And by giving away the things that we can cultivate, and our thought processes, and the way we write, and the way we express, and the way we come up with solutions, and the way we're inventive and innovative, those seem to me as inner technologies. It's kind of funny because I'm kind of making these up as I go. I think a really cool inner technology we have is our intuition. And there's been many episodes on intuition here at Mystical Sisterhood, but our intuition and knowing when you're walking down a street and you're like, I don't want to go that direction, or driving in a car, should I take the highway or the city streets? Listen to your intuition. They will guide you. It will guide you. And that's an inner technology. Our heart is an inner technology that is so much research and literature is coming out. Our heart being our second brain, our heart having, it's the place of our wisdom, our heart being the first organ, I believe, that was developed in our body. Our heart guides us and leads us. Inner technology, all these things. I think our spirituality, our connection to our soul, or this concept of a soul, that we're here with a soul. And in fact, I used to think, like, when I would think about my soul, I might think about it like in the middle of my chest, kind of expanded. But it is said that our soul is more, we are exist within our soul. I think that's right. Any of my like old school mystics can school me on that one, but I love learning these things. And so those are, I want to say just a few, but is your mind blown by how much inner technology you hold and how much of life has occurred where we just didn't know that this was available to us? Like, wow, these things can guide us through our days. And I want to say too, that advancements are being made constantly in the intelligence of ourselves and our connection. I think knowing the interconnections that we have in that microcosm inside of us allow us to then hold our fellow sister or brother in reverence, because we know that they have that too. And our children, and our children. And I think that, like I was mentioning, our younger generation, they've grown up with technology. They have lived through a global pandemic. And there has been no greater time in recent history that to claim and reclaim and learn who we are, what we have to give, and why we're here is what this is all about. And I do believe, and it's what I'm seeing or getting in my life, is that we have a responsibility of stepping into guidance for the younger generation as to coming home to these inborn sophisticated technologies they hold, and so they don't forget them. So, you know, as always, the bottom line is your experience matters, and it matters what you think about all of this. Hey, you can have your own perspectives of what I've just shared, but I think that my worlds are ever expanding, and that's why I love to sit in this seat and witness it all. And as I witness it all unfold with the beautiful people who enter into this space or are part of my life, then it allows me to be on a continual path of expansion and understanding ourselves and what makes us human and a soul on a journey is just a real honor and privilege to be on the path. So what's coming to mind is possibly a future episode on, you know, even ideas about how to guide the younger generation. One part of Greg Braden's book was unplugging from the addiction to social media. And perhaps as adults too, we feel this to some degree. So that book again is Pure Human. Mountainhead is the movie I mentioned. And just thanks for being here, you know, listening to this brief but mighty conversation. You know, I think that podcasting, especially since I have a coaching business, is often, you know, tapping in. They'll say, oh, tap into someone's pain points and, you know, the difficulties that are being experienced. And that's definitely one avenue to go. Yet I feel a responsibility to bring new ideas and new perspectives and new ways of seeing and holding the world and our place in it as part of why I sit here and record these. And I don't know why, but I trust it. And when I can get out of my own way, even recording a solo episode, I think beauty and magic comes through. So let's not forget those for ourselves either. Okay. I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for being here. If you want to know more about what's going on in my world, go to maureenspielman.com. Also, if you want to just join the Facebook group I have, it is Mystical Sisterhood. There I post the weekly episodes and you can find out more there. So thanks for being here. I honor, respect, and hold you in reverence. I acknowledge and appreciate for your being in this world. Thanks for listening to this episode of Mystical Sisterhood. If you love what you heard, please hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And if it's on Apple or Spotify, I would be so grateful for a 5-star rating and review. And be sure to share with a friend if you're called to do so. To learn more about my 1-on-1 coaching programs and join the Mystical Sisterhood community, visit maureenspielman.com or mysticalsisterhood.com.